The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Good morning, Joe P. on the radio. Francis Albert. I said we need a little bit of luck. Yeah, blow on those dice, baby. Great to have you with us this morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving. Was it good? Did you have a good time, right? Was it great? I tell you, it was so busy for me. I'll tell you all about it. Just a nonstop. Here we go into Christmas already, into the holidays. Hanukkah, we're set. Are you locked and loaded? I am. But, you know, we had a great time, and by the grace of God, it was good. I see what's happening around the world. I see what's happening in the news. And I just put my hands up. You don't know where to start. First of all, as we come on the radio in the morning, what to tell you, where did we begin? Second of all, when does the common sense just take over and all this craziness go away? The good news is, if I may, and a good morning to you and a happy Monday to you. We're back. We're locked and we're loaded. And you know what? We ain't going nowhere. We're just plain not going nowhere. All right, the schools are opening in New York December 7th. That's good. Pearl Harbor Day, that's a good sign. And they are opening December 7th. They got to go back because the parents need the kids back. I think you need the kids back. I think it's time. And help me out on this one, and I need your phone calls on this one. Just let's get back to business and back to work. You can't let this virus get us anymore. If you're in a position where you're older, hello, and you're susceptible to this, then you got to lock yourself up and be careful, right? But everybody is so panicked. Schools, businesses, we've shut down society. We got the virus is right here, thanks to President Trump. No one's giving him credit, for crying out loud, with our Operation Warp Speed. We have 1, 2, 3 virus vaccinations that we could get, right? So, and now, and I don't mean to, well, we could wait a little longer, but now, they talked about flattening the curve in March. We flattened the curve. Wear masks. You know what? They say we're not wearing masks. We wore masks. I wore goggles, for God's sake. I had goggles and gloves that I still wear to this day. I don't know if I'm going to stop. I like that kind of a fashionable look, isn't it? Hey, where are you from, man? Mars? Goggles and masks? That's me, man. And yeah, come on, man. So it's like we've been doing it since March. And then, especially in New York, you know, wear the mask. Okay. Unless you're protesting, unless you're burning down someone else's building, can someone explain what the heck is going on? Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so wild. So we wear the mask, then there's a spike anyway. And I always say, why is there a spike? Respectfully. It's like, well, because people weren't wearing their masks. They actually say that as an excuse. Yes, they do. Well, but they were wearing their masks. I saw people. Everybody's man. America is, quote unquote, masked up. You know, like Joe Biden wants to do a national mask mandate. The mask mandate. You know, and by the way, that's the way we're going to transform as humans go. You know, we're going to have no mouth and no nose. You know what I mean? We're going to just melt. Well, it happened way back in 2020. You know, 10 centuries ago, we started wearing masks, never stopped. Humans transformed into no nose and no mouth so they wouldn't catch disease. Huh? And you can't, your arms will stop when you go to touch your eyes or touch your face. We'll transform into that, you know? I don't know. They told us not to touch our face. Now we can't do it. Our bodies stop touching our face. I mean, this is like ridiculous. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. You got the vaccines. You just got to attack the virus. You can't cower. You can't cower down anymore. And you got to be careful. Again, only if you're older or you're susceptible, if you have an underlying illness, then you really got to be careful. And you know what people don't talk about? Excuse me. Can we talk between us now for a second? how insidious is this virus? And how tough is this virus to like kill? Huh? No, it's not man-made, Joe. Oh, Joe, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, gosh. Happens comes out of this virus, a virology lab in Wuhan. Come on. A regular virus would never, I don't think, be this strong or this, like, insidious. Do you think? Is it me? 877-970-2999. So everybody's going to stop. And I don't take it lightly, boy. I tell you, we went on Thanksgiving. We went to the point to see my mother. Now, I want to hug my mom, and I've had great doctors on this show that say, Joe, you've had the virus. You have antibodies? They say, yes, I have antibodies. Well, you're good for at least 4 months. They don't know, but at least 4 months, and you're not shedding the virus. I'm a snake. I'm shedding my virus. So it's like, you're not. Do I shed the virus? Do I not shed the virus? You know, you're not shedding where someone's going to catch it. Enough. Great. Go hug your mother. When one of our esteemed doctors said. Now, I'm a hypochondriac. I worry about it. I don't know that I should do that because it's a time where, you know, she's like me, you know, you're in that area where you can catch the virus because you're older. So we go see mom and I go, you know, no hugging, no, none of that. We can't, not yet. So I understand it. In that regard, we have to be careful. So we go to the back porch and I take all the kids with me. Mm-hmm. And we keep the back porch window closed, you know, so it's like, don't touch me, I'm sterile. And we went in and we had the best Thanksgiving ever. They're not going to take us down. They're trying to take us down. They're trying to control us. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to make us panic. They're trying to make us, you know why? It's all about power and control. And that's what happened, how they rigged the election. And it's all like, got it. Like, we're dumb enough to go along with it. But I'm not going to get down in spirit. So we had the best Thanksgiving ever. We said, not only did we go there and all my kids were there and we spent time and we just had a great time talking with mom right there, you know? And then mom makes sure, I swear to goodness gracious, she had turkey dinners. I swear to God, listen to me. Turkey dinners for all the kids, each of the kids in a plastic bag ready to take home. How about that for my mother? God bless her. I'm telling you. And my brother Richie helped out too. Richie made me ziti and meatballs. Come on. They're going to keep us down. They're not going to keep us down. We will be careful when you have to be careful. But they're getting crazy. And I had ziti and meatballs and broccoli rabe. Yes, boom, I had my broccoli rabe. And my brother makes it under my mother's direction. Oh, yeah, I got to put a little of this in, a little of that in. How about that? Best Thanksgiving ever. You know, stick that in your hat or wherever you want to all the governors trying to run our lives and ruin our lives. You know what? We did the, and then I got the kids home, and then another birthday, and then my mom had a birthday, and then my daughter had a birthday, and I plan for these things like they're national holidays. I really do. Everybody, my family makes fun of me. I decorate the house. I speak to you this morning relieved. I got everything done, but I speak to you with a high spirit, with a positive attitude. They're not going to take us down. They're trying to take us down. They're trying to control us. Oh, and then this. I got to talk to you about this because I've been dying to talk to you about this. So forgive me. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we'll get to it all. Joe Borelli's on. My friend Anthony Pope is on it. We got Alan Dershowitz, Professor Sal Cassano, legendary former commissioner of the FDNY. He will join us. So we got a great show, and your phone calls always, please, 877-970-2999. So I got I had a good talk with my lifelong buddy, you know, the fat man. I know it's politically incorrect. Back in the day when we were kids, you could call him the fat man. Oh, you can't say that. Well, I call him, not only do I call him the fat man, I call him fat just to be sure. Hey, fat, how are you? You know, and so, you know, So let's call him the big man. Big, tall guy, great guy. Love him to death. My best friend. We talked for a long time on the catch up on the phone, right? In the middle of this wild, wild weekend I had. And then he texts me later, and because we talked about the election, we talked about politics and everything like that. Now they are the big man and his family, diehard liberals, leftist liberals, not communists, not regressive, just the old fashioned diehard liberal. We will vote Democratic even if, God forbid, a terrorist ran on the Democratic ticket. That might have happened already in New Jersey, but that's a whole, I'm just being funny, facetious, please. I apologize if I've offended anybody, but really, they will vote Democratic no matter what. And I was the same way. You know, we were Italians, we were Jews, we were, oh, you got to vote Democrat because those are our people, that's our party, and we would vote that way. I see the light. I saw the light. I got changed. I met Ronald Reagan. I started thinking, well, this guy's a good guy. They're vilifying this guy. You think they're vilifying Donald Trump? They went after Ronald Reagan the same way. And I met Ronald Reagan. I said, well, that's a good guy. And I was one of the guys making fun of Ronald Reagan, for God's sake, on Saturday Night Live. You know, so my friend texts me saying, oh, you know, you should just be an entertainer. And he says, you know, you stick with, because I told him we're going to be doing some other shows elsewhere we'll tell you about. And, you know, we're all in this. I keep the radio family in New York is joined together more than you will ever know. And more powerful, by the way, more than you'll ever know. And all of the stations in New York, it's spectacular platforms. And we thank our bosses, Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce and John Catsimatidis, you know, across town. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing that's happening. But now I'm an entertainer. So good. Okay. I'm going to do some entertainment. That's great. And you know what? It's actually, when I step on stage and I don't have to do politics, it is, it's easier. But I see the country crumbling. I see the mistakes made. And I feel the responsibility. Now, and I think you do too, and that's why you've been with us. And I'm going to tell you, but again, I speak to you intimately because, you know, it's you and I here at 6 to 7 o'clock hour. And I know we have a lot of commercials, and I kind of apologize for that. But I can't really, because you know what? We're the only ones making any money. We really are right here. It's because you listen. We're the number one. The revenue on this, by the grace of God, this show, is because of you. And we have to do that. And we do it like that. And so that means you're listening. And the sponsors know that. Our advertisers, our family of sponsorship. And they are our families, our brothers and our sisters that I tell you about. And when I tell you about all the products on our own, that's because I take all the products. That's because I go to the car dealers. That's because I use every single thing that I tell you about, I use, and it makes my life better, and I want it to make your life better. But it means you're listening. So am I supposed to go, okay, let's joke around? I could joke around with Joe Sabili about his dating life. I could put Big Al's a plethora of what went wrong the day before. We have fun, Debbie. And we can have fun, and we will have fun like that. But I feel a responsibility to report to you that what they're trying to do to us, and they're trying to take the country down. And I see it clearly. So I said back to my friend, he goes, well, because it divides. He goes, you know, my family doesn't understand why you're a conservative like that. I swear to God, they said that to me. And I said, I'm not a conservative. And I'm not sick of labels. But what I am is a patriot. And I believe in this country. And I told my buddy, remember my father? He was very close to my dad. I said, remember, I'm doing this because of my father. Right here, right now, on the radio, because of my father. And because of my mother, too. My mother listened. Because they fought for this country. They believed in this country. They came to this country. My grandparents came to this country. And then my friends, apparently from Eastern Europe. And they had relatives in concentration camps. In the name of God, how do you vote Democrat when you have Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib in Congress? How in the name of God, the anti-Semitic rise? Remember they did that hate initiative in the House? Oh, there's no, because Ilhan Omar went against Israel. And then they didn't just go after Omar. They didn't have to go after Tlaib. They went after hate in general. Well, it's a generalized hate thing. No, it's not. It's anti-Semites in the House of Representatives. And that will just get worse if we don't stop it now. So I feel like I'm a lone fighter out there. Ah, it's too much politics, Joe. Oh, don't. Oh, and then this too. They're just abandoning the president. Don't say anything about the president. No, because it's over. It's over. Let it go. Where the heck is the character? Where's the core of your being? Wait, this president, for me, business has never been better. My 401k has never been better. The stock market's exploding. And this man believes in God and country and family, whether you believe it or not, whether you believe he believes in it or not. I know him. That's the one thing you can't question about President Trump. Now he's going into trouble. Now is it going to go to the Supreme Court? We don't know. We don't know what's going on. You better not say anything about the president because it's over and it's bad news. I am not abandoning this. And I don't have I've known the president over 30 years. He doesn't call the show. I don't go gaga over anybody. I just know what's right for the country. And the president, whether you hate him or not, and you may hate him to a sickness where it's deranged and eating your brain, this president loves this country. And you know what? So do I. And if this is the only guy in all of government, in President Trump, that loves the country, I'm not going to throw the guy under the bus. I'm not going to do it. It's not in my character. You're my friend. You listen to this show and you believe in this country, then you got me for life. I love you. And you're our family for life. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. Don't say anything about the president. And that's what my friend was virtually saying. Stay away from it. I'm not staying away from it. I'm dealing with it head on. This election was rigged. It was falsified. It was made up. I've been telling you about it. We knew it was going to happen. now that it happened. And you know what really gets me mad is that the diabolic Democrats outsmarted the Republicans. That's exactly what happened. We should have had a contingency in there. People, and I say we, not conservatives, not Republicans, patriots. The patriots should have had a contingency in there for cheating. And John McLaughlin, according to President Trump yesterday on the great Maria Bartiromo show, said that John McLaughlin said in Philadelphia, the most corrupt city, you know, in America, voting wise, they should have had a contingency for cheating, you know, and they didn't put in enough. They didn't put a 74 million, 73 million people show up to vote for Donald Trump. And Joe Biden ends up with 80 million. So now you got to figure people are going to do an anti-Donald Trump vote. You got to get that. But the contingency they did not figure in was the cheating that happened. And it's going to unfold. Will we get there by December 14th? I don't know. But you have to run this course. You have to flush it out. So I apologize if it's too much politics. But we got to, you know, Larry Elder, my dear friend, love Larry. What a great guy. What a great patriot. What a smart man. And, you know, Larry, evenings here on AM 970, The Answer, and across the country with his millions of listeners. And Larry always says, we have a country to save. That's Larry Elder's words. And he's absolutely right. It's what we're trying to hold on to, grasping on in the name of my father who fought in the Second World War, in the name of my grandparents who came here, couldn't even speak English. They came here. Now this great country that's given me so much. So much, I'm going to turn my back on it now, right? Ah, well, that's the election. Well, that's what happened. No, we're not going down. And I appreciate you staying with me on the fight. God bless you for being part of this family. And Debbie Duhaime, there she is. Hi, Debbie. How are you? 20 after 6 o'clock. Oh, everybody gets up. First of all, let's lighten it up a little bit, if we may. Thanksgiving was okay. Did you have a good one?
Yes, I was with my parents. It was so nice. Oh, yeah, had a really, really nice day. And you had fun with your family, right?
The best ever. They're trying to stomp us down, I feel. They're trying to shut down everything. They're trying to control us. We had the best Thanksgiving ever. And my mother, aww, I'm telling you, she makes the Thanksgiving dinners, like dinner with the baked potato and sweet potato,
oh, cranberry.
Oh, yeah. And she's the plastic bags for all of my kids, each of my children. Because we can't go in. Is this the best? And my brother makes me ziti with meatballs.
Nice.
You can't take family away. They're trying to take family away. And thank God for the Supreme Court turning around the decision and where Governor Cuomo wanted to shut down synagogues, shut down churches, and that ain't going to happen. So that's good. We're on our way, and we got to stick to our beliefs, mm-hmm. Deb. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We have to, you know, like you said, you know, if we continue, like, enjoying our families and loving our families and doing
right.
what we have to do, that's
win.
The key,
we
right?
We will win.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. But mm-hmm. stay on course what you believe in. Hey, Deb, great to hear your voice always. Thank you. Debbie Duhaime at 622 on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. And she's got traffic for you right now. And the rain is coming in. Please be careful. And I got to go. I got to drive around today. It's going to be crazy traffic-wise, Deb, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit hectic out there today because it's going to be raining and windy. So definitely be careful out there, Joe. Let's see what's happening as you travel around right now, everybody, on the FDR Drive southbound in the 60s. Watch for an accident. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is really building through that stretch. LIE westbound stop and go through Casino Boulevard. Also, the eastbound BQE slowing down right by the Battery Tunnel. That's a collision. Getting out to our Clinton Hill, Bed-Stuy area, Bedford Avenue, right by DeKalb Avenue. It's an ongoing accident investigation of an overnight serious accident, leaving somebody in critical condition. Traffic is still moving okay over at the Hudson River crossings. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride over to the southbound thruway at this point, still moving okay, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, 84 in both directions, getting right into the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Watch for some ongoing road work there. And it's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting right out toward the area of 3rd Avenue. Again, rain today, wind as well, with a high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Okay, I feel a little calm. I hear Debbie's voice. I calm down a little bit. She's great. The one, the only Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie. 623 with Joe on the radio. Speaking of folks that are kind enough to join us and stay with us, and we have, you know, technically we're a local show on AM 970, The Answer, that, like I always say, the flagship station of Salem Media, but we're across the country, and thousands of people listen, and I love you for listening around the country. That makes me so proud, because you got to find the app, and you find the app, and around the world, too. My goodness, Rome listening. Hello. Good morning, Rome. Buongiorno. Yeah, it's a little good afternoon in Rome anyway. But they listen, you know. They want to hear what's going on in New York. So when I tell you about the folks that are on the show, they are family here, right here, live and local. So I'm telling you about Balance of Nature. When I tell you about Balance of Nature, I tell you because it builds up your immune system. And I told you, like I said earlier, I take Balance of Nature. I've been on it. And when these sponsors come on, when they usually buy national shows, quote unquote, they come to us because you know why? You get it and you buy the product. And it makes me feel good because you know what Balance of Nature does? Builds up your immune system, keeps you away from when you build up your immune system, it keeps you away from virus and stress and anxiety. And Lord knows we have enough of that. Am I right? It keeps you enough from scratchy throat, colds, flu, all of that. You take Balance of Nature, builds up your immune system. And people will say, Joe, does Balance of Nature really work? I'll tell you what, I'm not stopping taking Balance of Nature. It builds up my immune system, I feel. My schedule's so crazy that I need something. And even last night, and this is what's great about Balance of Nature, because it's just fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So it was late, and I said, did I take the Balance of Nature earlier? I said, and don't, before I even question, did I take it earlier? Because, I'm always counting what I take, when I take it. And I said, I'm not sure. I took three more vegetables just to be sure, just to build up my immune system. And by the grace of God Almighty, I feel great. And I think you will too. You can build up your immune system with fruits and vegetables. What is Balance of Nature? Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's really so pure what Balance of Nature is. And you get free shipping at 35% off any new preferred order. Come on. This is for you. This is for you. The Howard family comes on this show to help you get better. And you can get better, I think, my opinion, with Balance of Nature. 1-800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Tune into the Joe Piscopo Show every Thursday morning at 8:40 for the Tunnel to Towers Hero Spotlight segment, focusing on the story of a patriot and their family who's been recognized and supported by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, one day only sale? Wouldn't you rather just work with a company that puts you on a pedestal every day? Well, that's what you get with Pure Talk, a veteran-run wireless company who understands what it means to serve. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, if you're with them, you're overpaying. Pure and simple. Pure Talk can easily save you over $400 a year. Listen, this is all you need. Unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. And if you go over data usage, they don't charge you for it. That is why Pure Talk is my wireless provider. Make them your wireless provider too. Switching to Pure Talk is the easiest decision you're going to make today. You can keep your phone and your number or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Android. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Larry Elder. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say keyword Larry Elder. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot of businesses listen to the program, a lot of folks, whether it's a law firm or regular business or something, you don't know what to do if there's litigation, a lot of problems, or if you're going to work and you don't know how you're being treated by an employer. We got the answers to Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. They put their decades of employment law and business litigation experience on the line for its clients. You know, whether it's in New York or New Jersey, the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm represents employees as well as businesses in everyday employment, law, and business litigation disputes. The firm's best relationships are with business owners and human resource departments as they help navigate businesses through the deep waters employment law presents. All right, so Brandon J. Broderick, here you go. Here's the number, 844-4-BJB-LAW. And we love that they're on AM 970 every afternoon with Kevin McCullough. AM 970 created this show. It's called Swimming with the Shark, featuring our very own Mark Garber of the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm as he helps navigate individuals and businesses alike through the murky employment law waters. All right, tune in weekdays, would you please? 5 to 6 p.m. to listen to The Shark, or call 844-4-BJB-LAW.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey there, cutes, put on your dancing boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor.
Francis Albert with Joe P. Hey, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. 6:30 right now. We love having you with us in the morning. And there's a lot to get into. My goodness gracious, schools are opening. And I want to run down my social media feed here, because you're smarter. I love you. I love you for listening. And we're talking about the virus. Stay home. Lockdown. Should we do this? Put the mask on. Oh, my God. They want to scare everybody. But then you look, and they did a study from John Hopkins that said, well, there's not as many COVID deaths as we think. Hello? And then they deleted that publication. They deleted the tweet, you know. I've been telling you that they're not. And every night on the news, they look at you right in the eye and lie to us every single night. It's almost 300,000. And then Dr. Fauci says it's going to get worse. Meantime, John Hopkins says, well, maybe it's not really COVID deaths folks are dying from. You know, and again, you got to be careful when you have to be careful, right? You have to be careful when you got to be careful. But I think they're still using this. They're just still using this. And you know what the good news is? We're going to be out of this sooner than later by the grace of God because of the vaccine. So hopefully after the holidays, you know. But I don't know, should we shut down? Do we stop everything? And will small business be able to recover? I don't know that small business will be able to recover. Hey, so let me go here before we break for news, and I'm going to go to the guys. I got to go here because Maria Bartiromo did a great interview with President Trump yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures, her show, you know, on Fox News. And she was great. And the president went on, you know, it's just corrupt. Everything's corrupt. And we know it and we see it. Now, what is the end game? What end game is out there? What can we do? Because everybody, in my opinion, is running for the hills. You know, and I went on a Bernard Kerik show on WABC on Saturday. Bernie called. They called and said, would you go on with Commissioner? Commissioner's coming on my show. Absolutely. I called my boss, Jerry Crowley. I said, it's okay. We're going on John Katz station. He goes, absolutely. We're all in this together. So and Bernie's fighting the fight with Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and Joe DeGeneva. And these folks are fighting a fight against this corrupt government. Meantime, in my opinion, the swamp is just taking over. They're just trying to take over. They're trying to just stay there. And they're glad, whether they're Republican or Democrat, that President Trump might be leaving town. I think, can we hold on and flush this out to see at least what happens? Can we see what happens? Don't we deserve that? Whether those Dominion voting machines are corrupt? All of this. And you wonder when my friends say, well, just be the monkey. Put on the monkey hat. Be the organ grinder on the radio, Joe. Go ahead. You're Italian. You know, do the dance. Do the dance. Don't do politics. We are in the most precipitous time of our life here in the United States of America. And what my father fought for, what every immigrant fought for to come here, to learn the language, and to build this great country, we're right there, and I'm telling you what, it's teetering, because all the forces that want to take us down, and this is because of the research I've done on the show, and we've been on 6.5 years, so somebody's listening to keep us on the show that long. And when I think of what's happening in communist China, and the way they want to take out this president, the Manchurian candidate that Joe Biden is, and you know he is, a puppet of President Xi, you know that? And I see the globalists. That's what I think the end game is on everything. The globalists, all they care about is money. They want this to be one global, not America first. They want the globe first. They want the world first. And we are just minions. And everything that we believe in, they're tearing down statues on Thanksgiving. I thought we were arresting those people. Why don't we go after those people? Are we going after those people? You tear down statues? I'm telling you what, we are in such a tough time now where the country is teetering, and that's why we vote for Donald Trump. And then the other side, how could you vote for the guy? Because exactly of what's going on in the world. Who else is going to fight it if Donald Trump isn't there? And this is not a pro-Trump speech. This is not a pro-Donald Trump speech. I'm not in the pocket for anybody. I'm not. I'm just worried about the country. Joe Biden is a Manchurian candidate. China, all the manufacturing jobs, all the PPE. I don't forget that. Remember when the virus started? All those boats started coming in from China, and then China needed them. They start the virus. They needed all the equipment they were sending to America. They turned those ships around to go back to China. I'm telling you, we're in a tough spot, and we got to fight it. And I'm sorry if it gets too political, but don't we have? Isn't it our responsibility? Hey, Charlie Finch, I want to go to Professor Finch. He has been had some vital, vital emails over the weekend. Charlie, what's going on, my friend? Is there a ray of hope? May I ask, Charles?
Hi, Joe. Joe Biden broke his foot. Who's he going to call?
Yeah.
Dr. Rock, right? Maybe Dr. Rock got my message at 5:30 and we'll call into the show. Just saying.
That's great, Charlie.
Okay, Joe,
that's
remember
great.
The deep state?
Yeah.
We now all know all their names. Why? Because they're being nominated for national security positions in the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Blinken, Sullivan, Hillary's guy, Haynes, who had the big speech defending the deep state.
Yeah,
you know where
we
read it? Sunday's New York Times on the front page. These people, Joe, right when the Russia hoax was starting, formed two companies, Westlake and Pine Capital Partners, to monetize everything they were doing. Who do you think brought us Eric Caramella and Colonel Vindman and Christine Blasey Ford? They are so greedy and so arrogant that they are named on the front page of yesterday's New York Times because the Times has to veer leftward to the squad. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
Let's get to work, Joe. You're the best.
Thank you, Charles. Onward and forward, Charlie. Thank you. Absolutely right. The swamp is coming back like it's like Night of the Walking Dead. You know, and they're walking back to Washington. See the sketch? I got to get myself a sketch show, man. We should do the sketch show, right? Like that. But Charlie, you're absolutely on the money. And yeah, Joe Biden hurt his foot. Yeah, you buying that? I don't know. I think it starts with the foot, and before you know it, he had an infection in the ankle and went to his brain, and now he's really at. Here comes Kamala Harris. Is that all there is? Oh, yeah. I'm ready for the show. Put your seatbelt on, baby. You know why? Because we're not going anywhere. We're fighting for this great country, and I am honored that you are with us with this fight. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joey Sebelia here is producing. Debbie's on the roads. Big Al Gattulo has the headline news for you, live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City rolling out a plan to get kids back in classrooms as coronavirus cases continue to rise. On December 7th, elementary school students and special needs students will head back to buildings for in-person learning 5 days a week when possible. The city is reopening buildings in phases to ensure it has adequate coronavirus testing resources, but it's not clear when middle and high school students will return to in-person instruction. Mayor de Blasio made the announcement yesterday, adding the city will scrap the 3% positivity rate threshold that determines whether to keep schools open. Councilman Joe Borelli from Staten Island will join Joe Piscopo at 7:25 this morning to discuss. New Jersey's top health official will self-quarantine after a staffer from her office tested positive for COVID-19. Department of Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli and other members of her office will work from home, voluntarily self-isolate through December 8th. The 71-year-old Persichelli will skip in-person news briefings during her quarantine. Officials say the employee who tested positive was last in the office on Tuesday. The Department of Health said contact tracing has begun and the office was closed and cleaned Saturday in accordance with CDC guidelines. In sports, Giants beat the Bengals 19-17, while the Jets lost yet again to the Dolphins 20-3. They are now 0-11 on the season. College hoops tonight, 2-0 St. John's takes on Boston College at 5:40. That's the pregame. The tip is at 6 right here on The Answer. Seton Hall will host Iona at the Prudential Center, pregame at 8:50. Tip-off at 9. You can listen to that game on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. New Jersey Transit reporting North Jersey coastline on a modified schedule this week, and that's all due to last week's derailment over in Perth Amboy. Let's see what's happening at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound Holland about 10 minutes in. Lincoln 5, GWB is moving along okay. Traffic moving solely on the FDR drive south right through the 60s. It's an accident in the right lane. It's still kind of busy on the eastbound BQE getting up and out toward the Battery Tunnel. Getting reports of an accident right past the Prospect, so definitely watch for that this morning. Also heading out toward Clinton Hill, Bed-Stuy area, Bedford Avenue, getting into DeKalb Avenue, all lanes subject to closure with an ongoing accident investigation. And 36, the ramp at Main Street in Middletown, that ramp is blocked because of a broken water main. Rain today, windy as well, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Cheesecake Factory. This message is sponsored by the Cheesecake Factory. Now through Cyber Monday, for every $25 gift card purchased at thecheesecakefactory.com, you'll receive two free slices of cheesecake redeemable in the new year. Visit thecheesecakefactory.com for more details.
Hugh Hewitt here for thinker.org. That's thinkr.org. You're going to want to go there right now and start a free trial. I've found it an amazing service. Thinker.org. There's no E in it. thinkr.org. In our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority. At least it used to be. At Thinker, they summarize the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes. Look, I've been using Thinker since it showed up in my mailbox as a free trial, and I immediately reached out and said, let me tell people about this service. If you just want to get started in an overview, that's where Thinker comes in, thinkr.org. You know, my standard's pretty high, but you're going to love Thinker.org. thinkr.org. No E. Go there and start a free trial today. Again, that's thinkr.org.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Did you see the commercials on the air already? Oh, whoa, unbelievable. They turned it around with Pete and Seth Talbot. We did the Relief Factor spots, and already they're on. They look great. By the way, they just shot it down. My buddy who down in Dallas, he comes from Dallas, Houston, actually. Houston. Hey, and Nathaniel, my buddy, listens down in Houston. And this was the production crew. Came up to Seattle. We went to Seattle to the warehouse at the Relief Factor. And we shot these spots with Larry Elder, you know, Pete and Seth Talbert. And yes, Pat Boone, who's hysterical. But we're there. And the commercials, they turned it around like in days. They turned it right around. And it's me telling you about Relief Factor because I believe in it, because I take it and it works. I'm telling you, it's a 3-week quick start. That's all you got to do. The 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. And then when I talk to Pete and Seth, they're so concerned. They are so ahead of the curve when it comes to medical science, learning about what's good for your body. Isn't this why? Yes, Pete and Seth Talbot from Relief Factor. They know about it. And when you look at the ingredients in Relief Factor, it takes down your inflammation, you know, and it's so good for you. And then any ache or pain that you may have, you owe it to yourself to at least try the 3-week quick start. That was Seth's idea for $19.95. So when you see me and Pete and Seth, and we're talking, you know, And I have my red tie on. I have the red striped tie on as we go into Christmas. Oh, yes, I did. I had to be festive. And when I tell you about a relief factor, I know it because I take it. And if I didn't take it, I wouldn't even tell you about it. Because if it's good enough for me, I feel that it's good enough for you and will get you out of pain. It's gotten me out of pain. And I think it'll do the same for you. I'm trying to be clinically correct. You say the wrong thing. Oh, you made a clinical claim. Oh, sit down and keep quiet. Just try the 3-week quick start for $19.95, and I feel you will get out of pain. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Yes, the whole football's a party.
That's our Christmas music. There'll be no Christmas music until tomorrow, Al. That's what they said.
Yeah, but I can sprinkle some stuff in.
Yeah, what? As long as it's heavy metal. As long as it's heavy metal. Good morning, Albert. Good morning, Joseph. Billy. How you boys doing?
Good morning. Good. Great.
Does this bother you? Yes.
Not
yes.
as much as the music, but it does bother.
I'm on a plane when I was going to Seattle. Yes.
Yeah, that's my own.
You can have your headphones on. You can be listening to music, and then there's always somebody like behind you or to the side of you, like this. Hold on. Then it's this. It's like, don't you? What are they doing? They're reaching for that last chip in the bag. And you want to just go, will you stop it, Norton? Is that me?
Yeah, because again, they give you 8 chips in the bag while you're on this, like, 7-hour flight. And you're trying to cram every morsel because you don't bring food onto the flight. It's such a pain. Oh,
stay with me. Wait a minute. You're right. You're absolutely right. Listen, I'm watching the guy next to us, and we're going out to Seattle, so I'm assuming they're like hippies, right? Or whatever. You know, I'm assuming that we shouldn't be on a plane because of all the fuel that it uses. We should be taking a wagon train to see, you know. So I'm looking at this young couple, and just glancing, trying not to stare because I'm a people observer. And if you see me looking at you and just looking you up at that, just a people observer. So I'm looking, I'm watching. So they look like they're very fastidious. They're all masked up. They're very good. You know, like, okay, great, great. The food came. They scuffed that food on the plane. The guy had eaten. I said, have you been in a prison camp or something?
Right.
Wanted the same thing.
Hadn't eaten in 4 days.
Yeah. And he scuffed, and then he takes. They give you very nicely. It was United. They weren't great, but they did hand that chocolate chip cookies. The whole cabin. Digging for one last morsel of the chocolate chip drives me crazy. Yeah. You know,
get your money's worth.
Yeah, you get your money's worth. That's right. Hey, so great to have you with us this morning, it's Piscopo. We got Anthony Pope, a great attorney, great legal mind. We're going to see what's going on. There was a lockdown in Newark for this COVID situation. I don't understand. We can't get a handle on this COVID situation, and we just keep going back to where we were from day one. Have we not advanced at all? There are therapeutics out there. There's remdesivir. There's hydroxychloroquine. There's Regeneron has a cocktail that the president took. It's out there, and I heard that we're giving it. Is it just to alarm us? But then if you see the cases spiking, how many of those translate into mortalities? Our buddy Mike on Twitter just asked me that question. You're absolutely right. It doesn't. You got to, don't you have to tackle this virus? Keep from running from it, you know? Alan Dershowitz is on. We're going to talk about what path the president has in the Supreme Court. And Commissioner Sal Cassano, legendary FDNY, former commissioner. It's Veterans Month, and we're going to be talking to the commissioner about everything that's happening with the veterans and about the good things in New York and what he went through and what he saw as fire commissioner. It's a great, great story. Joe Borelli, too. Joe's going to be lit. Schools are going to be open December 7th. He's the minority whip of the New York City Council. So we're going to get into it. Joe on the radio with Joe Sibilia. Joe, what did you just say? You went hypnotizing for what now? For what?
So I've been doing self-hypnosis at home, and I hypnotize myself to try and curb my sugar addiction because I'm a chocoholic.
So is this where you lost your wallet?
It could have been. Maybe when yourself? I was in a trance and someone took my wallet off me.
Wait. So you hypnotize yourself, man?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that? Do you wave a thing in front of you or watch?
No, there's a YouTube video with a bikini-clad maiden.
I'm
not kidding.
Wait, if you go to YouTube, say, how do you hypnotize? And they have a gal in a bikini.
They do. Yes.
You can see you watching the YouTube.
She's actually wearing half the bikini, but it's from the back. So.
What is this? Just don't eat the sugar.
Was it a red flag that maybe this isn't the way to learn hypnosis? Maybe it was not the way to really learn.
I'm telling you, it works. They say you're floating. I feel like I'm floating. You feel the heat on your skin.
I would give anything for if you videoed that, Joe. That is hysterical.
How could he? He's hypnotized. Can't push the button.
Good point.
So did it work? So did you go into a zone?
Well, it worked for about 5 minutes, and then I had Captain Crunch. You got to do it a few times before it really takes root.
Oh, yeah.
Should we get Kreskin on the air? Because Kreskin does hypnotize you.
How about this? Don't put sugar items in your house. Don't buy Captain Crunch cereal.
I agree with Joe. There's a withdrawal to that. There really is. I believe.
Yes,
I think
sugar is crack.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's what cancer feeds on is sugar.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Have you cut back, Al?
I mean, I was never a big sugar eater to begin with, but during my treatment, which was kind of odd in the oncology department in the infusion chamber, they had cakes and cookies and stuff. This is the stuff you're not supposed to be eating while you have cancer. So, after a while, the taste, you just don't care for it anymore. So,
I'll indulge once in a while, but
I don't have to hypnotize myself.
What Al says here at Loud and Clear, apparently research does show that the cancer cells, they travel. Once sugar gets in your body, that's like engine for cancer cells, which is my son Joey said, Dad, watch what you do. But I'm the same way, Joe. I guess I'm like addicted to it for crying.
You're shoving bags of Tate's cookies in your mouth. Come on, who are you kidding? You're the guy who let a hot fudge sundae melt on a transcontinental flight. Come on, stop.
I know. But you know what? Man, my weakness is now because it gives me a sugar high, but it's got low calories.
Yeah.
Tootsie rolls.
Oh, they're great. I know.
Yeah, Tootsie rolls are great. But you know, I can't get enough of Tootsie rolls because it like, okay, it's sugar. But how bad is? I mean, how bad is that for you?
Because it's
all
sugar.
So wait, did you stop eating sugar? Did it work at all?
Well, I mean, again, for 5 minutes, and then I had Captain Crunch.
Or are you dating the bikini-clad model? That's
I wish that was the case, but I need the hypnosis to get that model.
Too young.
See, my mother, it doesn't help. My mother sent me home with a whole apple pie from Thanksgiving.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Hypnosis? I don't know. We'll get Kreskin on to do it. But I know, Deb, you like your sugar, too. You like your chocolate, too, correct?
Chocolate. Chocolate. Forget it. Yeah, I love chocolate, you know?
I got it. It's a weakness. But how do you get off of it? Lent. We wait for Lent. We wait for Lent. And then we give. That's our. We don't need hypnosis. We need Lent. That's what we need. Yes. Got it. Right.
I know. And then you're allowed to cheat on Sundays, right?
Yes, you give me a little break. I need my chocolate. I need my chocolate. 6:51, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
That would be me opening those chocolate chip cookie packages, getting on your nerves. Oh, good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's see what's happening here as you head to the Van Wyck northbound, getting up toward Linden Boulevard. Watch out for an accident there, guys. It's kind of busy as well as you head to that eastbound Gowanus. Still stop and go up by the Prospect with an accident. And taking it over to the FDR Drive south in the 60s, that accident is now on the shoulder, but traffic moving pretty slowly over there. We still have that accident investigation in Clinton Hill, Bed-Stuy, over on Bedford Avenue, getting right into DeKalb Avenue. That ongoing investigation, it looks like you still have a lot of police department activity, getting reports of somebody in critical condition from that overnight accident. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur north at 16W, a disabled vehicle right on that ramp to watch out for, and taking a ride over to 84 eastbound, slowing down at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with construction, 17 eastbound exit 122A, a stalled vehicle cleared. You never know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Coming up this Saturday night at 7, it's Roman Lewis Live. New York's equal opportunity critic. Republican? Democrat? Who cares? Roman calls BS on all of them while taking your calls. If 2020 were a radio show, it would be Roman Lewis Live. Unpredictable, exciting, even, well, a little dangerous. Tune in every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. And just to get this out of the way, we apologize in advance.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something all savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or go to NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, some of it heavy. There can also be a thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll become increasingly windy and very mild, and some of the rain will be heavy enough to cause flooding of highways and streets and in poor drainage areas. Winds can gust to 50 miles per hour later today with damaging gusts possible in any thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high late today, 63. Some rain ending this evening with a diminishing wind, mostly cloudy, still rather breezy and mild overnight, though 51 to 55. For tomorrow, clouds, some sun, breezy and turning cooler with a shower or two. Temperatures will slowly back down into the upper 40s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Hey, what do you think this is?
Could you? It's oh. This, I don't know.
Go ahead. What do you get? Thank you. Hey. I know. Close.
Let's you roll.
Snickers. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I got it. I'm looking. After that conversation, I look at my desk. I go, I have Snickers here. Okay, I'll have to eat that. Great candy bar. Oh, my gosh. One of the greatest foods. That's a food. It's a food group. Snickers is its own food group. Hey, can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? Route 22 Toyota. You know, I need a car, so I'm calling Route 22 Toyota. I call Alex Kinsella. And here's the number for Route 22 Toyota, by the way, 855-621-9949. No matter what you're looking for, by the way, Alex will get you there. And if you need your car serviced, and you also really stay on top of that, they have this incredible state-of-the-art service center that I always tell you about right there in Hillside, New Jersey, 855-621-9949. And you can get these incredible deals for qualified buyers, 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases. How about that on some of your favorite Toyota models? You won't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. I had Janet, who listening on the show. Janet, we love you and thank you. She's been with us from day one. She tweeted, going to Route 22 Toyota. We want to hear all about it. She went down there, I believe, on Saturday to Route 22 Toyota. You're going to get a great deal. When I tell you zero down, 0% interest or zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years, how about that? Everyone is going to Route 22 Toyota. And Janet, keep us posted, and I know everything worked out for you because everybody who goes to see Alex Kinsella, Iggy, and the team and the family at Route 22 Toyota, they come back so happy because they get exactly what they want, whether it's servicing your car, where they keep social distancing and they're adhering to CDC guidelines, or buying a vehicle with these incredible deals that I tell you about every morning. 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, or right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. Look at this. It's a Monday. And it's, believe it or not, we are going into December tomorrow already. Oh, my lordy, lordy. See, it's November 30th, and we go into December, and we start Christmas season. Did you get your lights up? I got my Christmas lights up. I cannot believe I did that this weekend, too. We'll talk to you about what we're doing all weekend, what we did all weekend long. But getting into what's happening news-wise, the schools are opening in New York. What's going on with the president's path? you know, on this election. What is going on? Where do we go from here? 877-970-2999. I will grab the calls off the top of the hour. I see them coming in now. Joe Borelli, Anthony Pope, Rick Maida is going to join us. Alan, Professor Alan Dershowitz, Commissioner Sal Cassano, but you are the reason we are here. 877-970-2999. Happy Monday. Joe Piscopo live on the radio, coming right back at you.
News, opinion,